Morning.
Hello.
Hello, and greetings from the farm here on Living with the Spirit. And today, Mark and I will discuss the power of daily routines. And yeah, it's a very powerful thing. So let's get started.
Yeah, it is a powerful thing. I've kind of like struggled with having a daily routine for quite a while. I have a great daily routine now, but it took me a couple of years of practice to kind of really get into the swing of it. And I think we talked about like in a previous episode is that I have a little bit of an avoidance behavior sometimes where it's like, if I don't want to do something, I can easily make an excuse for why not to do that thing. And the daily routine is an opportunity where that could happen. But I would say lately, in the past several months, I've had a really strong routine. And that routine really helps to provide a foundation for the rest of my day. And I find that even if I have like a slight avoidance, if I have just a kind of like, oh, I don't really feel like doing it, but I just get up and do it anyway.
Yeah.
The result of that is that I feel so much better. And I also start to like build a confidence within my own self because I'm making the choice to show up for myself, and I'm making the choice to do something that, you know, isn't like, you know, what most people do in the morning. Most people don't wake up at 6:30 a.m. and go and meditate for 30 minutes. It's very reaffirming. And if I don't do it, I notice that there's I don't have that same like breath of fresh air that I can carry on through the rest of the day. So my daily routine, you know, along with the kind of the program that we do here at Living with the Spirit, starts at 6:30 a.m. with a morning meditation, in which we all sit together up in the outdoor yoga sala as the sun is coming up, sitting in silence, listening to the sounds of nature for a 30-minute meditation. After that, we have a lymphatic massage, which is another great way just to kind of start to activate the parts of the body after sitting for 30 minutes. And then from there, my practice is to have some form of exercise after that. So I have a personal coach who gives me a workout routine for each of those days. And then Sarah and I are now doing a circuit a couple of times a week. So that's just my morning routine. Then I have a couple other things that I do every day. I have a prayer that's on my phone, and it's about maybe 6 minutes of things that I say out loud. And then recently have picked up a new thing where I wake up at 3 a.m. and meditate some more. And then I also have a daily gratitude practice. And so there's a mobile application on my phone that's called Presently. And I think just recently I surpassed 900 consecutive days of gratitude. So I've been doing that one for a while. So that one's kind of a longer term thing. And I have to say that one is so powerful. I mean, I never like stop to think, you know, like how many things to be grateful for in my life.
Yeah.
So that action of just sitting there every day and coming up with just one thing. I mean, every day I could come up with lots more, but every day I kind of think about what's that one thing that I'm really grateful for today. And then I'm pretty sure that over these 900 days of doing it, I probably haven't repeated myself, you know, because there's so many gifts in our life that we have to be grateful for. So for me, that gratitude practice is just as powerful as like the meditation practice for me. So all of those things combined really helps me to stay centered. It helps to give me a foundation, and it's something that I can kind of lean on. It's a support structure for me during the day, which sometimes is unpredictable for me because I work and go to school and have a variety of other things happening in my life. So if those things are a little bit, messy or have a weird schedule, I have my base foundation of my daily practice, which is steady for me.
Yeah. I mean, that it's interesting because the more we started to change the morning practice here so that everyone would show up and be accountable and not say like, oh, I have my own routine over here. Yeah, I meditate in bed lying down. It's like, no, you're just snoozing. So we started to really solidify the work that we do here together by everyone doing the morning routine and not making it optional.
Yeah.
That's really, yeah, that made a shift for, I mean, me and Simba, we've always been diligent with our morning routine, but when we decided that we're going to merge it with, partly merge it with everyone here, then things really started to shift. I saw that in you, like the accountability went up.
Yeah.
And it's been doing that the last couple of months.
Yeah, and I also have just a few little like ritual things. Like, you know, I wake up and I go and unlock the gate. I lock and unlock the gate of the farm every day. It's part of a little thing that I do. And it's a little, you know, walking meditation, energetic kind of sealing the boundaries, so to say. And then lately, also since we decided to kind of all start together, and now we kind of have the intention house right outside of the meditation room. So I go there and I clean it off and I light the candles and make sure that there's always candles and make sure there's always incense sticks there. And so that's just another little thing that, because the daily routine is a great vehicle for myself, but I'm noticing like when I have a compassion in my daily routine to also help other people, then I feel the benefit of that as well. So just doing little things like locking the gate or putting out mats for everyone, getting the candles lit.
Yeah.
Feels very
good. I mean, it's an act of devotion, and it's an act of devotion to the space, to ourselves, to everyone, you know? And I mean, what we are doing here, I mean, it's a different thing, maybe what we are doing here and what people are doing at home. But for us, it's like, really devotion to the place and the practice is like we're not an ashram in that sense, but we have like for ourselves, the people that stay here long term, they have like an act of devotion to themselves and to the community and to the space. And yeah, you're really embodying that, I would say, especially in the last couple of months. That I see is a huge shift. But I mean, for me, the morning routine is the thing that changed my life, that is changing my life. That's where, with the intention that I put every day and why am I doing the things I do? And it's like, I'm like my practice is a lifelong practice and a devotion to myself and to my loved ones and the people around me and the place and the space. But it's like to work through anything that I need to work through and just going deeper and deeper on that level. So I'm on a very spiritual journey. So the morning, the daily routines are like the vehicle in my practice, and it's what's going to take me from point A to point B. So it's absolutely like day and night to have the morning routine. Yeah. And my morning routine changes over the years, and I'm going in and out of different things, and different people need different things for their practice. And it depends on what they want to accomplish. If they have emotional stuff that they want to work through, if they have physical pain that they want to work through, if they have stress or relationship issues or boundaries or integrity issues, or like what is it that we want to accomplish, like what is the purpose of being here right now, and so where am I and where do I want to go? And the morning or the daily practices, that's the vehicle that will take you to that change, because the change is on the inside, it's not on the outside. The world is a feeling, and the way we feel about the world is how we project the world. Is like a hologram. So heaven and hell is not something that is after death. It's something that is available right here. And the way that we, the way that we choose, or how we choose to work for heaven, because happiness is not something that just accidentally falls down on us one day. It's something that we cultivate from the inside. And it's about the energy levels, the how the organs are doing, my attitude, my state of mind. So the spiritual practice is really like, how can I shift my belief systems or my inner blockages to have a more fantastic life experience, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, you know, when we talk about our practice of meditation and so on and what we do, I think that those are just our choices for what we decide to do with our routine. But, you know, anyone out there who's trying to build a routine for themselves, it doesn't have to be that what we do. It can be any routine that you make for yourself. Yeah. If you live near the ocean, a walk on the beach could be a part of your morning routine. The way that you prepare a cup of tea for yourself every morning could be a part of your routine. Maybe you read some inspirational poetry or from the Bible or whatever. There's so many different things you could have as part of your routine, but it's about choosing something that's meaningful and purposeful to you, that's aligned to what you want in your life, and then committing to it and doing it every day. And just show up for yourself every day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you have to do it forever. Later you're going to decide, okay, this has been good for me, but now I'm going to try something new. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to do yoga every day. And then later on, you will try something else.
Yeah.
So it's not about their specific method or the choice that you make. It's about the intention of the routine itself, I think.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And that's why the routine changes. And it's about how... Yeah, it's what is it that you're looking to accomplish, I would say. Like, why are you what's the intention of your life, really? And if you want to deepen that practice in any way, or if you want to elevate yourself from here to here, then your daily routines is what's going to do that for you. And it's the vehicle that will take you anywhere. It doesn't matter where you want to go. It's the little car that you will, you know,
and
gear up with different practices.
Yeah. People who are like entering an addiction facility or rehab facility, the very first thing that they try to help those people with is to have a daily routine.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, the foundation for the healing journey and for the recovery path is to have a purposeful and intentional daily routine. So obvious and scientifically there's evidence, you know, that suggests that this is not just a spiritual thing, but it's just a good habit for like keeping yourself active, engaged and committed to something.
Yeah. And I mean, every teacher that I have had, or every like spiritual teacher or any teacher or coach that I have their own morning routine. I mean, the more elevated they are, the more hours they spend on it. So, I mean, it is the vehicle. It's just, that's how it is. Well, cool. So on Tuesday, I think, Tuesday, April 11, Simba and I are hosting a free masterclass on daily routines, why it's so important, and how to set it up, and like we're going to present like building blocks that you can choose for different reasons, and how to mix and match your own daily practice. So this is a free masterclass, and you can watch us live. It's going to be 5:15 p.m. Thai time on April 11. And if you can't join us live, you can watch a replay. So you can sign up on the link. I will post. It's posted here in the stream, but I will also copy paste it once the stream has ended into so it's clickable. I don't think it's clickable when you post it like this. So yeah, join us and get yourself started with the daily practice. It will absolutely change your lives.
Yeah,
it will show you who you are, and will show you where you're at and what you need to work on, and it's the vehicle. So it's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, it's also fun to kind of design your morning routine and experiment around with things that work for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
See you soon.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Ciao.